Okay, today's Daf Taf Chav Brachos Daf Chav Gimel. We're holding Mishnah on the bottom of Chav Beis. Amad Beis. Look at the Mishnah. Amad Betfil Veniskishu Balkari. If he's Mil Davening and he realizes he's Balkari, Lo Yafsek La Yikatz. He's Mil Davening Shmerasri. He realizes he's Balkari. He shouldn't stop his Tvila. Rather, he should be Mekatzer. What does it mean, Mekatzer? Rashi says each Bracha, he should say them very short, which the Rabbi Yeren explains. That means just say the beginning and the end of all the Brachas, not say the middle of it. So look at the Mishnah right there. Yarad litpo. If you went down to the mikveh, im yachal ales v'chasas v'likreis ad shleim tei netzachama. If you went down to the mikveh, if he's able to come up and get dressed and say kriyishah before netzachama, then yal v'chasas v'likreis, then he should take a get up out of the mikveh, get dressed and say kriyishah as such v'im lav. But if he's unable to do this all before netzachama, yiskasa b'mayim v'likreis, he should cover himself with water, basically keep himself underwater till his neck. Keep his head out of water, and then say Kriya Shema underwater. Now this whole Shaka V'Tayra in the Mishnah about being able to get dressed or not before Netzachama seems to indicate that the Zman Kriya Shema is when, is right before Netzachama. We know, we learned earlier, the Zman Kriya Shema really goes till 3 hours into the morning. The Gemara on Daf Chaf Hei, Tuesday's Daf Mirat Hashem, in Tubah for now, is going to explain why the Mishnah is stressing Netzachama. Says the Mishnah, one should not cover himself with water that's like foul water, smelly water, nor water that was soaked with, that flax was soaked in it. Water that was, flax was soaked in it is also disgusting water. Now, these next words of the Mishnah, the simple reading is, until you put additional water in. It sounds like we're going on those most recent cases, that if you dilute it with some extra water, then it's okay. The Gemara in Daf Chaf Hei as well is going to explain, Rashi actually quotes the Mishnah over here, the Gemara is going to explain that it doesn't mean that you're putting a drop of water into this, or a little bit of water into this main Mishra, or into this foul waters, and that's going to make it okay. The Mishnah is Chsur Mechsura, and there's another case here. If there's urine nearby, we have the next line of the Mishnah is going to speak of this. Say nearby. If there's urine nearby, he can't daven. If he dilutes the urine a little bit, then he can't daven. That's what it means. The loy achi means if he dilutes the urine that's nearby, then he will be able to daven in that area. And how far did that weigh from them and from tzaya? So according to Rashi, it's very good. I mean, it's going to come later. That means how much does he marchik from the urine or from the tzaya and be able to daven? Arba amas, 4 amas. Okay. Tanarban, Zach the Marvay Sub is the Mishnah, Hayim Bitfil Viniskish Bakari is Mil Damish Bares when he realizes he's a Bakari. Lo Yafsik, he should not stop davening, and the Katsu, he should have an abbreviation, like we said before, it means beginning and end of each brachas. Hayakar Batav Niskish Bakari, what if he's reading the Torah and he realizes he's a Bakari? Ain't a Mafsik Faila, he shouldn't stop. It's funny, Ayla means like to go up. It sounds like we're talking about someone who's reading the Torah by Ali. If anything, it means really to go down. Ain't a Mafsik Faila, he shouldn't be Mafsik and go away from the Torah. El Megam Game Vakaira, he should be Megam Game and read it. The Taich over here, Megam Game means to slur. He should slur his wisdom reading. That's actually the Taich that's similar to Taich when we say if a person's asked Dvar Halacha, Vishnant Lamanacha Vidbar Tom, should be Shinunim Bepet, should be sharp in your mouth. If someone asks you a Shaila, Al Tagam Game Vermele, don't, you know, stammer and schlep an answer. Answer sharply, answer right away. So that's one of the taiches they say over here is the gam game. You should read it in like a stammering type of way. It's funny, the Rashi seems to learn exact opposite. Rashi says, what does the gam game mean? B'merutza. He should read it quickly. Why? Because he's about carry. So he doesn't want to be, the less time he spends up by the beam of reading Torah is the better. So he should read it as fast as possible. Other shayla means, learn Megamge means not a matter of fast or slow, but a matter of not pronunciate the words to their fullest proper extent, because you're trying to avoid saying the words of Torah as much as possible as Balkari. And the third Mahalach, which they begin with the name Rabbeinu Yonah, is just to avoid saying Shem Hashem. This idea, by the way, Megamgim, even yesterday we brought a case that we weren't clear exactly how it fits into Rabbi Ben Beseri. Rabbi Ben Beseri said that there is no din, no iser for Balkari to learn Torah. He holds Divrei Torah Mekabel Tumah. He disagreed with the whole idea of either he held Takanas Esther never existed, we said, or he held Mamas Tavlim or later in yesterday's Daf, this is Chavez Manalf, that the Gzera did exist, but they rescinded the Gzera, they repealed it, fine. But either way, Rabbi Mesera held, there's no Isser for Balkari to learn Torah. And there was a fellow, a Talmud, who was being Megamgame near Rabbi Mesera learning Torah. And he said, why be Megamgame? Divrei Torah Mekabel Tumah. What does it mean to be Megamgame? So according to this Gemara, it's very good. Megamgame means he's been Megamgame because he was trying to eat it, say, quickly, or he's trying to not pronounce it properly, or not say Shem Hashem. Whatever these Shatim was saying in Agamar is, this Talmud was doing the same thing, and Rabbi Mesera said, don't be Megamgame. Divrei Torah and Mekabel Tumah. Again, this Gemara clearly is going weiter that we are concerned that Divrei Torah Mekabel Tumah. We are concerned that a Balkari shouldn't read Torah. But Rabbi Meseir was telling the fellow on Amar Aleph who's Megamgame, don't worry, don't be Megamgame. Divrei Torah and Mekabel Tumah. Okay, so we're saying he should not be Mafsik, but he should be Megamgame, which Again, either read it fast, either not pronounce it completely, or don't say Shem. Shem Remei Aimer, Ain Balkari Rashi Likres, Batari Yes Meshach Psukim. A Balkari cannot read more than three Psukim. Rashi explains this based on the Megillah Daf of Gimel. The Gemara says, what's the minimum amount for the Aliyahs during the week? What's the minimum amount for any Aliyah? Three. So therefore, he should say three Psukim and that's it and stop. Say the bare minimum. Tanyidach, another brisa. If a person builds Shemana Esrei and he sees this tzaya kenegedim, he sees this excrement kenegedim, mahalich lefanim atri zgena lachayv arbamas. He has to walk ahead until it literally means he threw it behind him. He's not throwing anything. He walks ahead until this tzaya, until this dung is 4 amas behind him. But we learned in different brayos. And the truth is, even our Mishnah said, "Kamer yarchik 4 amas." Doesn't say behind him. It says more like kasha had efsher, had lay efsher. It depends if it was efsher or not. If it's possible, then you go in front, and it should be behind you. It's not just 4 amas; 4 amas behind you. If it's impossible, one example is the house is impossible. Let's say he's by a river, so he can only go to the side of it. So he goes to the side; he can't go behind, he can't go in front of it. But at least he should be to the side of it 4 amas. What if he's davening and then he found say in the place where he davened? The shaila is his tefillah puzzle or his tefillah still okay? Amar Rabba, even though he did a chait, Rabba says tefillah is a tefillah. But the even though he did a chait, his tefillah is a good tefillah. Maskula, Rav asked. We learned the pasuk zevach of Hashem is teiva, that it's considered a carbon of Hashem is an abomination. How could that be yitzah? Ela marava, on the contrary, hoil v'chata afal pisha espal tevilas teiva. Since he did a chayim by davening with the say next to him, even though he davened already, tevilas teiva. So let's jump into two tesis. Let's first go to the tesis afal pisha espal tevilas teiva. Second to the last tesis on the page, short tesis. Taisus says that Idavim with Tzaya next to him is Tviyos as a Teva, therefore it's not accepted according to Rava, and he can't fix it. Muvus Leichel Sakin means something which he cannot fix. Taisus then says that the Riyals of a Repirish, the Yachzus Bal, he could daven again. So the Repirish is there very simply. He davened in a place where he wasn't supposed to daven. He's not Yetza Tefillah, so what? So he could daven again. Okay, it's terrible that he davened in Tefillah, it wasn't Yetza, but he could daven again. What's trying the first Mandam of Taisus that Tviyos is Teva, and he can't daven again? As a matter of fact, you find a similar concept about a tefillah being teva and not being yetzah tefillah. If a person is drunk, if a person is a shikr and he davens, his tefillah is not accepted. It's not it's teva, and he can yes daven again. So why over here he's saying he can't daven again? So Rav Yosher ben Soloveitchik, based on the insight from his aide from Chaim, he wants to say that there's two dinim. There's an idea of not being yetzah tefillah, and an idea of something which is not called a tefillah b'chlal. There's a din of something which is not a tefillah at all. It's not a tefillah. And one is where a person did a tefillah, you're just not yaitzah the tefillah. You don't get a schar for a tefillah, but there was a tefillah. He relates it to karbanas. Actually, it's a beautiful connection with the pasuk we're bringing, zevach v'sham te'eva, the karbanas of v'sham te'eva. You have a karban, it's not a karban mechlal, or there's a karban that it's a karban, but it was pasul. So he wants to say that in a case where someone's drunk, it wasn't a tefillah b'chal. A drunk person, the tefillah wasn't a tefillah, and therefore he can replace and do it again. Whereas a tefillah b'chal, say the tefillah was a tefillah. He just gets no schar, no credit for such a tefillah, but it was an act of tefillah. Since he already did an act of tefillah, he can't daven again. And I'm not sure why he wouldn't be able to do what we'd call an adava. We had yesterday, mechadash badavar, add something, maybe that he would be able to do. That would be terrorist adava. But to do the same tefillah again, because he wasn't yaitza, that he can't do because the tefillah, something he has, the tefillah he has, with zero credit for that tefillah. It's the worst of both worlds, so to speak. But now, go back to the tesis right before that. So, Rava said that you're not yaitza because ever chasharam teva. Pirish read, the dafka makrusha hayachl stopik, for lila sheshem tzaya. So the reason bothered, that it seems like earlier, We seem to say that a person who sees tzaya aim a bitzvila for roya tzaya kenegdei, it's a middle tefillah, he sees tzaya kenegdei, what should he do? He should walk away 4 amas. But it sounds like the tefillah he did till now, you don't lose the tefillah. He should walk away and finish Shemana Esrei, finish the tefillah, 4 amas away from the tzaya. But it doesn't seem to say that what he davened till now, not yetzah. And here Rav is saying, Zevach Sham Teva tells me not yetzah. Is Rav arguing on the braises earlier? But they're not. Rav wasn't arguing the braises. So Tosfos is explaining, the reason explaining, that it depends. In a place where it was incumbent on him, he should have realized, right? If he's in his child's room, and his child is young, and there's diapers there, and it's common to have tzaya nearby, then he should have realized, and he's considered, so to speak, like a pesheya, and therefore it's filsa teiva, and it's no good. Whereas if he's in a place where it wasn't expected, says the Ri. If it's a, if it was a place where he was wasn't on him to be mistopic that maybe there's Tzaya, there's no reason to believe there's Tzaya there. And a Milch Manasseh, he realizes there's Tzaya, someone would say in a case where it was covered, and there's no way for him to know until it became revealed, there's no way for him to know. So over there, in such a case, he just moves over, continues davening, and his tefillah is not considered Zevra Chasharim Teva. It's very interesting. It's not the fact that he happens to be near Tzaya that makes it Teva, it's the fact that it's near Tzaya and he should have been aware of it that makes it a Teva. If he had no responsibility to be aware of it, that would not make it a Teva. Okay. Tan Rabban. A person who's davening, standing in the middle of Shemar Esrei, and he realizes that he's there's some liquid coming down his feet. Essentially, he was urinating. What does he do? He waits till the urine stops, and he chayzer to his tefillah, he goes back to davening. We're going to see in a moment, what does that mean, that he's chayzer to his tefillah? Where's he chayzer from? To where he left off, to goes back to the beginning. But the problem is, the basic question is, we just said in our Mishnah, we discussed, you're not even allowed to daven near urine. You know, daven near urine. We made an addendum to the Mishnah, basically more daf chavei. We said you maybe you could dilute it with a little bit of water, and that works. But daven near urine itself is a problem. And here we're saying the guy himself just urinated. He waits till it stops, and then he davens. So the first point, that 2 points. Number one, two different mahalchim had to reconcile the Mishnah and this din the brisa. Number one is he has to when he says wait till the urine stops. Doesn't just mean wait till it stops. He has to wait till it's absorbed either in his clothing or in the ground. If it's absorbed in the ground or the clothing, then it's okay. If it's not absorbed, it's taka problem. You can't daven. That's one malach. Another malach is, our Mishnah was talking about when a person is able to daven the chatchila. A person cannot daven the chatchila if he's next to you and he can't daven the chatchila. We're talking over here about a guy who's already a middle Shemar Esrei. If he's already in middle davening, then you're right. There's urine near him. As long as he stopped urinating, then he could continue davening because the whole idea, by the way, of not davening near urine is rabbinic. Not davening near urine is rabbinic. And therefore, since he's rabbinic and he's in middle davening, therefore, we allow him to continue, we allow him to complete his davening. But to start the chatchila, that we don't allow. The Mishnah is talking about starting the chatchila, and here we're talking about b'diavad. Okay. Zakti Marvaiter. So again, we're at the bottom of Chafez and Bey's last line. He was davening and he realized there was some urine coming out of his body. So the halacha is he stops till the urine stops, and then he goes back to daven. So we're Lehechon Chayzer. Ask the Gemara, where does he chayzer to? Rav Chizra, Rav Nuna, Chana, Mechayz, Lereish, Vechana, Lamak, Meshifzak. The Makkish Pasak. It's a machlekes if he goes back to the beginning of Shemar Esrei or to the place where he left off from. What's the machlekes? The more first one says the machlekes is as follows. They make a mythically famous concept, top of Chav Gimel Alf, Marasavim Shakde Ligmar's Kula, Chayzda, right? Marasavim the Makkish Pasak. Isn't the machlekes a case where the fellow waited enough time where it takes to finish the whole Shemar Esrei, right? And the shaila is if that's considered enough of a hefzik to have to start again. We know this concept by Kriyishma, and the debating, that's the machlekes here, by Shemar Esrei as well, that if you waited enough time to say the entire Shemar Esrei, does he have to go back to the beginning or not? Says the Gemara, no. Because if that was the machlekes, the member should have said something, the Chana Mechazorish, Chana Mechazorish Pasak, there should have been some allusion to how long he waited. Amar Bashi, Hayim Shah, Im Loi Shah Mabayle, there should be some sort of mention about how long he's waiting. El Deku Amim Shah Kedei Ligmas Kula Chazorish. Everyone agrees that if you wait enough time to finish Loshman Esrei, he goes back to the beginning. Everyone agrees to that concept. That's not the machlekes here. The Hasam B'Loi Shah Kamifikas. Machlekes is where he did not wait enough time to go to finish Loshman Esrei. So what's the machlekes? We have to go back to the beginning or not? The Marasavar Gavr Dechuyahu Vein Raya Vein Raya Vein Tvasat Fila. Umarasavar Gavr Chazihu Tvasat Fila. Machlekes is a person who will not be able to get to Shemar Esrei clearly without urinating, Varaya, he didn't. In most Shemar Esrei, he started urinating. A person who can't finish Shemar Esrei without urinating, is he a gavra dachi from davening? And therefore, even the tefillah he did before that, not just they had to go to the bathroom, it was a level of having to go to the bathroom that he couldn't hold in until after davening. So even when he davened till now is no good? Or no? B'shas, he davened when he davened until he urinated, that's good. Whatever he davened until now is okay. Only if when he urinated, it's a problem. That's the machlekes. The round number says, they have to stop from beginning holds, since he was in such a state that he had to go to the bathroom so badly, which is going to be the whole topic the next tomorrow, the person has to go to the washroom, since he had to go so badly that he ended up not being able to hold in through Shemar Esrei, he has to go back to the beginning because he's considered to cover the chuyah the entire time. Tan Rabban. Hatzairech l'nekavav al yispal. A person who needs to relieve himself should not daven. V'mispalel, and if he does daven, tfasa teva. Someone who needs to go to the washroom and he davens in such a state, his tefillah is a teva. Amar of Zivi Tamar, if you read it, we'll see some qualifications. Leishano ela she'ein yachalish esbatzmai. It depends only a person who can't hold himself, he can't hold himself in. Avechalish esbatzmai, tefillah say tefillah. If he can't hold himself in and he starts davening, then it feels a teva and it's not a good tefillah. But if he's able to hold himself in, then tefillah is a tefillah. The gears we have is tefillah, say tefillah, which mashma that what? Bidiyevet, it's a tefillah. Licha tefillah vadi should relieve himself and clear his body before he davens. Bidiyevet, if he davened already, it's considered a tefillah. The riff's gears over here is The Rush brings that this girsa the way we have it, but he brings the Rif's girsa is that what? Tfilah say mutter. If he could make an estimation before he sits down, he has to go to the washroom. If he could make an estimation, he could hold himself in the whole time. Tfilah say mutter. That means mutter or lechatchila. Huge difference. According to our girsa, according to the Rush, and according to the Mitzbachlik, it's the first time we discussed which way Rashi takes. But according to the Rush, you're not allowed to daven that way lechatchila. But the evidence, okay, according to the Rif, it sounds like if he knows he can Mishayer correctly, that he can hold himself in the entire time, it's mutter, even the chatchila. Lamaisa, there are paiskim that rely on this Rush. There are paiskim that, I'm sorry, on the Rif, Rush of Machmer. There are paiskim that are makel like the Rif. However, Rambam and Shulchan Aruch ultimately are Machmer, and therefore we are Machmer. We are Machmer like the Rush, that a person knows he has to go to the washroom, even if he knows he can hold it in for 2 hours. He can daven many tefillahs a few times over. It doesn't make a difference. If he knows he has to go to the washroom, he has to clean himself l'chatchila before davening. But even if he didn't, he's Eitzah, but he has to clean himself. But there are, it's important to note, there are, it's not just a Rif, there are Peskim that over the Achreinim, over the generations that sided with the Rif and have held that one can daven l'chatchila if they know they can hold it in. Okay, again, we're not knowing that way, but just to speak out the other opinion. Ad kama. How much does he have to be able to hold himself in? So, again, I keep saying hold himself in for 2 hours, so for davening, the Gemara gives an exact time. What's it called that a person's davening is okay as long as he's able to hold himself in? For how long? Ad parsa. It means if he's able to hold himself in, the amount of time it takes to walk a parsa. To show exactly what that means, it's basically a parsa is usually 4 mil. 4 mil is essentially 4 miles, which we always say is around 18-minute miles, so it's around 72 minutes. So I gave a random amount of time, 2 hours, but the shear of holding oneself in is considered that it's not that the tefillah is okay because he held in that long is 72 minutes, 1 hour and 12 minutes. Okay. I'm sure there's different shittas about exactly 4 mil, but that's the general shita. Some actually say this in the Brisa, meaning this last line, we had it as a Gemara asking Shalom Aram, asking how long, and answering Ad Parsa. Says the Gemara, Igdam Aslam Asisa, Bamedamum, Ksenyachat, Laman Atzmai. When are we saying this? Only when he can't hold himself in. I mean, let me say that better. In the last memory, the way we had it was, the Brisa will be said, someone has to go to the washroom, can't daven, and if he daven, it's teva. And then the Maram already said, only if he can't hold himself in, but if he can hold himself in, then it's okay, but teva at least. And how long? 72 minutes. According to this version, the Brisa already spoke out this idea of being able to hold oneself in. We can't restrain himself. If he can restrain himself, then tefillah is tefillah. And then on this, that's where the Brisa ends according to this version. The Gemara still has Amram asking about kama, how long? Amram is vidat paris. So in both cases, Amram for sure, certainly saying what that time period is. At paris, the question is, this whole qualification, was it said by the Brisa itself or was it said by the Amram? Just a technical difference. Okay. Amram Shulman Rechmein Amram Benison, had nitzuch nekavav, had raised the spala, one who needs to use the washroom shouldn't daven. What's the pasuk source for this? Mishim Shenemar, hikoin likras lekecha Israel. Prepare yourself to meet your God, Klai Yisrael. So prepare yourself. What does it mean? Prepare yourself. Prepare your body to have a guf naki when one comes to daven. Same author. What does it mean? Watch your feet when you go to the house of Elikim of God. Guard yourself not to do an aveira. And if you do aveira, so it's watch yourself in doing aveira. But if you did, really means not part of the same statement. It's if you did an aveira, then bring a carbon. Now the pasuk continues. Ukray v'karev l'shmaya. Amarava. Marva says, what does that mean? Havikarev l'shmaya devichamim. Be careful to be close to listen to the words of chamim. Shem chaytim avim karbon vayisim tshuva. Who, if they do an aveira, they bring a carbon and do tshuva the chamim. Mites k'silim zebach. Rather than offering the zebach of a ksil. Ksil is a foolish person. Alti ksil, what does that mean? Alti ksilim shechaitim mevim carbon, venas tshuva. Don't be like ksilim who do aveira, they bring a carbon, but they'll do tshuva. Don't think bringing a carbon is good enough, you have to do tshuva with the carbon. Now the pasuk continues, ki einam yoidim lases ra. They don't know how to do bad. In fact, they don't know how to do bad. People don't know how to do bad. It's amazing people, exactly. Yachi tzadikim ninu. The tzadikim. The reference seems to be about people that are ksilim that aren't don't know how to do tshuva properly, and you're saying they don't know how to do bad. That's tzadikim who never do chait in the first place. Ella, al tika ksilim shechaitim v'vien carbon. Don't be like the foolish people that do a sin. They be in carbon. V'ena yayidit ma'al tayvim v'vien ma'al rahim v'vien. They don't even know if they're being carbon on the count of a good thing, on the count of a bad thing. They're so out of touch with what's going on, they don't know if they're being the carbon for a good thing or for a bad thing. So they basically bring it as a gift instead of as an atonement. Right? You could bring a carbon as a gift HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. A person brings a shlamim. There's no specific chiyah for it. He brings it as a gift HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or he brings a chatas for a chait. This guy brings a carbon, even though he did a chait, but he's not even realizing he's doing it for a chait. He thinks he's doing it for a gift, doesn't even know what status, where he's holding. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't know the difference between good and bad. And he's being a carbon, it's like a little bit of embarrassment. Such a person being a carbon. The Rabbi Yaakov Emden was still bothered. He's still not touching the words. If they don't know how to do bad, you tell me that means they don't know if they're bringing the carbon for good or for bad. How does that fit into the words? He's a beautiful taich. He says, if the pasuk by Yifas Tayer says, you lock her up for 30 days, what does the lashon of the asa mean? Fix her fingernails. For us, let's see, you fix her nails. Fix. He says, "Avia, same touch of here." Lasses calls me to fix. Ki ena yedem lasses ra. They don't know how to fix the bad. They didn't have vera, and they don't know how to fix the bad. They bring the carbon. They don't realize to dedicate the carbon as a kapara, as for the a carbon for the avera. They think they may be doing it as a gift. They don't know if they're doing it for good or for bad. They don't know how to fix the bad. That's the lashon of lasses ra. Shmaketaych. Rabashi v'temer v'chanina bar papa amar. Another taish, the pasuk shmarne kabecha shat aim lefanai betfila lefanai. A different taish, this whole pasuk of guard your feet when you come into the base of the kim. So he's taish, you get to mean, it's ironic. Shmuel Baruch Meini, he already learned the idea of cleaning oneself before davening from hikan the kras lekech leYisrael. So he now teaches this new pasuk shmarne kabecha shat aim for new din of watch yourself not to have air. If you do have air, be a carbon. Rav Ashi and Tamar Rav Chinim Papa, they use this pasuk of shmarne kabecha shat aim for Shmuel Baruch Meini learned for the other pasuk. They learned to mean guard yourself to make sure your body's clean, gufnaki, when you come before me to daven. Tarabon. Hanichnas lebeis akisei, one who goes into a washroom, chelitz tefillah v'rochek ab amas v'nichnas. He removes his tefillin 4 amas ready away from the beis akisei, and then he goes in. He takes off his tefillin ready 4 amas away from the beis akisei, and then he goes in. The Mara said, qualify this again. Am rach bar vuna, am rav sheshes, because he shouldn't be wearing the tefillin the beis akisei. Leishan el beis akisei kavua. That's only a beis akisei kavua. Ab a beis akisei arai, chelitz v'nifl alter. Beis akisei arai, a beis akisei temporary, where there's no dung around there, then he could take off his tefillin Altar, and you don't have to take away 4 amas away. So what's going on is like this. Rashi learns in both cases, first of all, he's still holding the tefillin. Where's he putting the tefillin? He's going into the washroom, out of the fields. In both cases, he's still holding the tefillin while he relieves himself. In the first case, it's just a covered because he's in a place where it's a basic kisei kavu, which, by the way, the French explained to mean it was used once. Once it's an area that's been used for a basic kisei, there could be dung around on the floor. So once he's 4 amas away already, he should remove it, the tefillin, it's covered, he should take it off ready for 4 hours away, and then he can go and relieve himself. If it's basic kisei arai, means it was never used for a basic kisei yet, then he can wait to take it off till he's immediately ready to relieve himself, and then he takes it off. And when he leaves, mark amas menichem. Either way, once he relieved himself, and now becomes, again, the way we explained from Rashi, it's a basic kisei kavua, once it's been used once, it's kavua. So once he used it, now he's got to walk 4 amas away, and then we put on the tefillin. Remember, these put on all day. But it is, I mean, even today it's relevant. It's not relevant. We have washrooms, but it would be relevant even for the short time we make tefillin by davening. But they used to wear it all day, so he's putting his tefillin back on. He should be marchik 4 amas umanicham mebeisha also basic kisei kavua. The Gemara says because he made himself by using this area as a washroom, he made it into a basic kisei, and therefore he should distance himself 4 amas before putting his tefillin back on. Ibayelu. Now we're going to see soon in the Gemara. Of course, if there's a place to put the tefillin down, that would be optimal rather than holding with him. The point is, there weren't places to store the tefillin during this time, and therefore he holds it in his hand. Ibailu. What's the halacha about a person going in with tefillin on his head into a besakise, lahashtin, besakise kavua, lahashtin mayim? Till now, we were talking about he was relieving himself gedalim. What if he only wants to urinate? Is he able to wear the tefillin in the washroom, in this basic kisei, while he's urinating? Ravina Shari, Rad Ramasna, Asr. Machalik is Ravina says it's Mutter, Rad Masna says Asr. Asr Shalabab the Kimis, Rav Amalu, Asr is Asr. Why? No, interesting. Not Asr because urination itself is Asr. Even though let's say it's Asr, it's only for the following reasons. Chashin Hashem Yifnebem, because we're scared that while he's urinating, he may end up going to the washroom gedalim. That's a little concern, but urinating itself would not be a reason, that not be an obligation to take off his tefillin. Vamal Hashem Yafichbem, some say no, we're not even concerned that he's going to defecate totally, he may pass gas.
Isn't it
Tzoya
there?
Sorry?
I understand the whole question. Isn't it Tzoya there? It's a basic kisei. Let's use Kavua means it was used once.
He was taking it anyway.
Does he need his tefillin on his head?
Right. Does he have to take off to urinate? Does he have to take it off? That was the shayla. So we're saying, some say not. He may not defecate. That much control he has, but he may pass gas. And he'll do it to him either. And therefore, in order to, when someone urinates, he takes off his film. But again, he's not taking it off because of the meraglaim. He's taking it off because of these other reasons of shami yifna, shami yifiach. Tani yidach, hanichus beisak kisei kavua. One of those beisak kisei kavua. Chelus film beruchah ab amas. Takes his film 4 amas away. Manichem mechalayna samachus rabim. He puts it in a window near his rabim and goes in to this washroom, uchisheitza, or to the Pesach Yisi area, uchisheitza, when he leaves, marachav amas menichah, he waits for amas and puts it on the very base to Shammai. Ubeisilaimim, eichsam beyadav nichas, he holds him in his hand, and he goes with him in his hand into the Pesach Yisi. Rabbi Kiva, eichsam bevigdav nichas. Rabbi Kiva says, he wraps it in his bag and it goes in. The Gemara says, that's not such a good idea. Bigdav, 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 holding the tefillin itself, if you're just wrapping it in his bag, if the bag unwinds, what's going to happen to the tefillin? They're going to fall on the floor. They're going to fall. He's going to fall. He's going to fall. They're going to fall out. That's not a good idea. Elaima, Ayusim bevigdei uviyadim nechus. Rabbi Kiva was saying a third opinion. They should hold it bevigdei uviyadim. So again, you have Shammai saying leave it in a window near the basic. He's saying Basil saying you can hold it in his hands. And Rabbi Kiva saying hold it in his hands and his bag. And Rabbi Kiva continues. And you put it in the wall near the basic Yisei, which seems very sure. Rabbi Kiva just said, you hold it in your hand with your beged. Beis Shammai is what they say you put it in the wall. Rabbi Kiva is saying you hold it in your hand with the beged. Slach explains that Rabbi Kiva agrees, if there's a wall there, you put it in the wall. If there's no wall, right? Sorry, opposite. I think it's actually opposite. Lechatchila could hold it. If he does not feel comfortable holding it in his hand with his beged, then he put it into the wall. One, right? But yeah, he put it into the wall. That's the second option. It's fine. He should be careful to put it in the wall near the basic Yisei, but not near Shusharabim, because maybe the passerbyers are going to take it. The Yavali Dechshad, a wild story, we're going to see in a moment, and he can come to Chshad. If he leaves his fill in there, he can. Someone, a no good, could take it and bring it to Chshad. The Gemara explains exactly what happened. This is true with the Talmud. She nicht tefillin b'chayr nesmuch l'shusrabim, who left his tefillin in a hole in a wall near Shusrabim, who busses zayna achas v'nit lasan. So you have to understand, especially back in the day, the washrooms were like a little bit on the outskirts of town. They were in the choicest areas. We have proper washrooms in buildings today everywhere. But they have, and b'chlal, it's a separate sugya. We're not going to get into today. Even though today would be the day. But our washrooms, I mean, we wouldn't daven there or learn there or make brachos there because it's a makam which is miyuchad for leaving oneself. But really, our washrooms are cleaner than their kitchens back in the day, right? So it's not like, for the most part. So it's not like, halachically, it really wouldn't be such an issue. Fine. But back then, it was normal for it to be in a little more of a shoddy spot in town. Ubas Zainachas, Zaina was nearby, unsurprisingly. Unatlasan, and took the tefillin, Ubas Beis Medesh, V'amra, she took the tefillin and she said, Ruma Nasli Plenty Bischari. So look at this double whammy. She said, look what this guy gave Bischari. So first of all, she embarrassed the guy. It wasn't true. She made up a story that the guy was Mazana with her. And what was his Esnan Zaina? What was his payment? His tefillin. Unbelievable. The bush that this guy suffered was, we'll see what happens. Says the Gemara, Bas Beis Medesh, Amra, Ruma Nasli Plenty Bischari, Kiv Shishamai Talmud Kach, when the Talmud heard her say this, Allah L'Reish Tagag V'Nafel. He went up to the top of the roof and he fell down. Some first word of Taich that the Nafel means he fell. He went up to the roof because he was so for tumult and he fell. It's very nice, a nice Taich about trying to avoid the idea of Chalila, the person jumping, but you find many places in Shas with this Lashon about a person that has so much anguish and couldn't deal with the situation and they went to the roof and jumped off and the Lashon is V'Nafel. They fell. Maybe it's the Gemara's way of being Melamed Chus that at the last moment the guy didn't really meet the jump and they fell. But the point is the simple Taich is that Nebuch, the person, the Talmud was so distraught that he went up to the roof, V'Nafel, Umeis. And he died. At that time, the Masakin, the tefillin should not be left in the wall near Rosh Hashanah. Rather, hold the tefillin in one's hand and beged, and he should go into the washroom, the Beis Kisi, with him. Tana Rabban. Initially, he used to put the tefillin in the wall near the Beis Kisi. The problem was there would be mice there. Unsurprisingly, there were mice nearby, and they would come and take the tefillin. They then were masakin, should be placed in the windows to the side near Shusharabim, where there's less mice. But then, what happened? The Eved Rechem would come and take it. We just had the story we just quoted with the Zaina. The Eved Rechem would come and take it. So what do they do? Even short of the Zaina, losing tefillin is also a problem. Having tefillin stolen, taken away is also a problem. So therefore, skinu she erchzam biyadav nechus. They have a masakin. He can hold them in his hand and enter. He shouldn't be wearing them, but he can hold them in his hand and enter the Beis HaKisi. Amar Meisha Breidav Yishuv Levi Halacha Geilan Kemin Sefer Torah. He should roll this tefillin up in their straps like a Sefer Torah. Veichzam yamina keneg libay. Hold in his right hand keneged his heart while relieving himself while defecating. Amar Beis Barmiyam Amar Nachman Vashlei Yatei Ritzua Yetzim Tachas Yadet Tefach. You should make careful that the Ritzua, one may think, you know, the box, the tefillin is the problem, but the Ritzua is okay. No, he should be careful the Ritzua shouldn't go out from his hand a Tefach. And there's a very interesting Rashi. Rashi elaborates over here about the Ritzua that's used to make the shapes, to make Shem Hashem. Interesting Rashi. So I heard from it's actually a fantastic Magachir. I was listening to him last night, Rabbi Levavitz from North Woodmere. He's on why you musmach. So he actually points out, I'm not sure if he said this, but I think he said from Herschel Schechter, that he's saying that Rashi is explaining the Shtasei elsewhere that tefillin have a din of tashmishei mitzvah, tashmishei kedusha. Not just tefillin, obviously tefillin. The ritzuas, exactly, ritzuas. Because they're used to form, Rashi's, and Rashi's explaining the lumbus why. Because they're used to form the shin, the dalin, the yud, because it's used to form these different shamans, it's like tashmishei kedusha itself. It has a higher level of kedusha, and therefore you should make sure that the ritzua is not sticking out, even a tefach from his hand. It should be wrapped up with its filament and covered by his hand, held close to his heart. I'm Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, I'm Rabbi Zeira, L'shen el-l'shesh b'shas b'yem l'avshan. This psak that he just merely rolls it up like a Sefer Torah, like a scroll, and puts it in his hand, between his hand, arm and his heart, is when there's more time to put the phone after he leaves the washroom. Ava ein shas b'yem l'avshan. Again, the reason I say no more time in the day, because back then he used to wear it all day. If there's no more time, he used to wear it by daylight hours, not by night. So if there's no more time, they have to wear it once he comes out of the basic kisei, Islam can kiss. He should make some sort of bag, like a bag from them, the size of a tefach, and place them into this bag. He shouldn't be holding them in his hands. You put it into the bag and cover it because he's not putting it back on. He should put it into the bag. Very similar idea. By day, he rolls it up like a scroll and he puts it in his hand, right hand, connected his heart. Uvelaila, at night, where he's not putting it back on afterwards, Aisalem come in, kiss. He makes from it like some sort of bag, tefach, the size of a tefach, umenichan, and he puts it inside it. The idea is that if there's a tefach of space in the bag, that creates, we'll see soon. Let's read the next line. Amar Abaye Leishan El Bekli Shu Kilyain. Abba Kli Shein Kilyain Afil Pachas B'Tefach. So Abaye qualifies, so we read to speak out, that it depends. If it's a separate bag, you don't need a Tefach. If you create some sort of separate bag wrapping around it, the wrapping around it is a cover. If it's its own bag that's normal, let's say what we call modern day the tefillin bag. If you're using a tefillin bag, since the tefillin bag is the way you normally hold the tefillin, that wouldn't be a good enough protection unless there's a tefach space within the tefillin bag from where the tefillin rests to the top of the bag. That makes it a good enough separation to take in the basic kisei. But if you don't have a tefach space, then the tefillin bag is kind of buckled. It's like the whole, it's the outside case of the tefillin itself, and therefore that would not be a good cover. Amar Mazucher Vitamer Vashi Teda Shay Pachim Tata Matsil Bayamais. You say you find the same idea, because small pachim that are tightly sealed, they save for LMAs. Meaning, we just had this the other day, what do you normally need to save from an LMAs? How much space? Remember we spoke out a couple of days ago that it used to be very good from Tumah. What's the space? A tefach. We spoke out they used to climb the kvarim to go over the kvarim to go greet the melachim. We said, how do they do that? Ain chachma, ain tfuna, ain eight second, ain Hashem. It's Issa for Kain to become time. How can a Kain do that? And we answer, really, midaraisa, it's tar anyway. Why is it tar? Because there's a tefach of space in between. If the tefach of space in between, there's tar midarabana, the geyser, up to the few kvarim that don't have a tefach of space, and they're abana relaxed like Zera to go greet the kings. Fine. So here too, the Mar is saying that by pachim katanim, you don't have a tefach, and that's good enough. Why? Because when it's a unique cover, if it's a separate cover that's just there that you're putting on top of something, that could save it, that could isolate it even without the typical amount of space. When we follow Rabbi Yechanan, when we need to use the basic kisei, have a sifra the gata, have avlan. If he had a gata safe with us, of the Torah, he'd give it to us. He wouldn't take it to the basic kisei. However, if he had a tefillin, he wouldn't give it to us. Why? Since Rabbanan allow me to take it into the basic kisei when necessary, it's unbelievable. He had talmidim there. Since Rabbanan allow me to take the basic kisei when necessary, ninatran. Now, ninatran, we have a few taishas in this. Ninatran, the first one, it depends what the gear says. Our gear is ninatran, taprashi, ishmereini, achnisen, imi, vishmereini, men amazikim. There was a concern that back in the day, there were mazikim hanging out in the washrooms, in these like forsaken areas. There are mazikim there. So once the chum allow me to take it, yeah, tell me the right thing to give it to. Once I'm taking, let me take it in, and it'll watch me from mazikim. The girsa of I'm trying to remember whose girsa was. Maybe it's Rabbeinu Yena. The girsa of others is lay nitrach. Unbelievable. I shouldn't be matriach my talmidim. The Agadah says, "For I can't take it into the basic kisei. I can't take it into something to give to my talmidim." But because the Chacham said, "It's something to somebody Rabbeinu Yena." Because the Chacham said this, I could take in b'shas tzairich, even though I have talmidim here to take it from me. Why should I matriach them? That's not considered a good enough reason to make them hold it. Unbelievable idea. There's a Rebbe with his talmidim, and we're talking about taking tefillin to basic kisei, which you're allowed to if you need to. And he's saying, "Why should I matriach?" Once the Chacham gave me a heter, a little bit of a muster of not utilizing, not taking advantage, or using the help of others when not necessary, according to talmidim Rabbeinu Yena. Others taka say, I think in Rabbeinu Yehuda as well, ninatram, I mean, same gear as us, ninatram, not le nitrach, ninatram, but it means, let me watch myself, stam, let me match. I'd rather take the chrayas to watch myself. Not that you don't want to matriach them, but I'd rather take the chrayas to watch myself. Okay, three different malchim in in that din, but the mitzvahs are still the same. He would let them take watch the Sifrei Agada, but he would not give him his tefillin. Amar Rav Kevazina Basrei to Rav Nachman, Kevinaket Sifrei Dagad to Yavlan, Kevinaket Tefillin Leavlan, Amar Helveshirin Rabbanan Natrin, which is identical, exact same Gemara. Rav said for Rav Nachman, the same story about him keeping the tefillin and giving us the Agada, the same story that the Talmid of Rabbi Yechanan said, Rabbi Chana said about Rabbi Yechanan. Okay. Tanarban. Layechas adam tefillin biyadeh. A person should not hold tefillin in his hand. We're right at the top of Chaf Kimon Beis. We have 3 lines down at the top. Layechas adam tefillin biyadeh. A person should not hold tefillin in his hand. V'sefer b'zraya or sefer Torah in his arm. V'ispal on davin. V'liyashtem hem. What's the simple reason for that? He should be holding tefillin in his hand. He could wear them, of course. He's supposed to wear them, but holding his hand or sefer Torah b'zraya because he's scared. He's concentrating on not dropping it, on treating it properly, and having kavana focus on holding a sefer Torah or holding tefillin is a direct steer to kavana for davening. He's supposed to have kavanah davening, and if we can hold these items in his hand, v'liyashtem hem mayim, nor should urinate while he's holding them, v'liyashtem hem, nor should he sleep while holding them, obviously, because, you know, when he sleeps, he may, Rashi says, he may yafiach, he may flatulate, he may pass gas. It's not a proper way to watch them. Leishin is keva, leishin is arai. Nashin is keva, certainly, because you drop it or something, and nashin, even if she is arai, because, again, he can, even if he's not going to drop it, she is arai, he may flatulate. Okay. Amar Shmuel. Sakin umayis ukarav kikar. A knife, money, a plate and a kikir. Hare elukates bam. All these things also are similar. So the way they explain it, the simple explanation is that these items, where Rashi learns, these items are items that he has to be careful from. All these items, either they're delicate or it could damage someone, or it itself could damage, the money can get lost. These are all items that the bread can get dirty and it's easy to become spoiled and someone's not going to want to eat it. All these items require more watching, and therefore one can't daven with them because his head's going to be focused on watching them, and it's going to take away from his kavanah and tefillah. That's how Rashi learns. The Talmid of Rabbi Yehuda argue, and they say, lav davka. It's picking random cases. There's nothing unique about these cases. Their Shmuel came to say, you're saying don't daven. Don't daven with the sefer Torah or tefillin in your hands. No, even if it's a sack and a mice, kar, kikar, random items, whatever you pick. It's just, I'm not sure why I picked these according to Talmid of Rabbi Yehuda, but it's not specifically these. It's saying basically you can't daven with anything in your hands. You can't daven, no. Right, no, yeah, I mean, I think it's, thank you. Jeffrey said, perfectly, no distractions. That answers your question. I think it goes without saying, it's obvious, but I'm glad you brought up, Mel, about a siddur. So, simply on this, first of all, what are you talking about when we say Dilei Spala? We're talking about Shemir Esrei. Some say it even means Shema, that's first of all. Now, the place can actually talk about that, again, we're saying Shemir Esrei, maybe Shema. What about the rest of Tefillah? What about the rest of Davening? The place can, but being a Raya, the place can talk about how you're allowed to hold the Sefer Torah by Yekum Purkan. Right, we know after Muslim hold the Sefer Torah by Yekum Purkan. How do I hold the Sefer Torah by Brichas HaChodesh? How do I hold the Sefer Torah? Discuss this. Now, if it's just a din by Shema, or certainly by Shemir Esrei, why would it be relevant over there? They discuss the reason why you're allowed to hold it by Yekum Purkan. What is Yekum Purkan? What do you daven by Yekum Purkan? You daven about having children and yourself, about Bnei Torah, learning Torah. You're davening about connecting with the Torah, and therefore it's Me'ein HaTfilah. And you compare with the place compared to holding a lulav on Sukkot, while you're saying Hallel, it's part of your tefillah, and therefore it's not a stira to hold it as part of your tefillah. Even for Brichas, even Brichas Chodesh, because you daven about your Shemayim and Lima Torah, being able to learn Torah in Brichas Chodesh, even if you daven about other stuff too, it's also considered, it's relevant to the tefillah, and therefore the holding is not considered a shter. But otherwise, you see the price of the otherwise, even for Brichas Torah, even for Yekum Purkan, it would be a problem. But again, the answer why it's not a problem there, so first of all, so it applies not just to Shemir Esrei and Shema, it applies to all tefillah, unbelievable, very, very broad is the scope. But on the flip side, what you do see that it's okay as long as it's ain't a tefillah. So to answer your question, again, I think it would have gone without saying that you let hold the siddur when you daven, it's part of tefillah, but clearly, if something you need for davening itself, avada, that's going to be okay. Fine. Zakti Mar. Amar Amar Rav Sheshes, Les Hilchasa Kiyam Asisa, Debeshamayi. Halacha doesn't follow this brisa that you can't urinate while holding tefillin because it's Beshamayi. Di Beisil, Hashta Beisikisa Kavua Shari. Beisil holds, you can even go into it, take tefillin to Beisikisa Kavua. We spoke out on Amar Aleph. Beisikisa Arim Bay. Is it a Havin? You can't go to Beisikisa Arim, where guys just stop urinating for the first time with holding tefillin. If you also go to Beisikisa Kavua, certainly Beisikisa Arim, and therefore this must be, this price is like Beshamayi, and we don't pass the way. May say where it says, 1 second. We have a following statement in a brisa, which doesn't fit with what, with the qualification Rava says. Dvarim shetayt lach kan, the dvarim that I was matter over here, asayt lach kan, I asked it over there. The same thing I was matter here, I asked it there. Now, Beishamah says everything goes to support asr. Beishamai held, you can't go into a kavua, or we're saying, or basically kisei arayah. Saying this is Beishamai. Beis Hillel held, you can even go into basically kisei kavua. So we're saying, dvarim that asir over here, a matter over here. So Bishlam, I'm going to speak outside, outside, inside. According to Beishamai, he wasn't matter anything. So it doesn't make sense. According to Hillel, Beis Hillel, that asir to basically kisei kavua, we could say, this that I asir over here, was matter over here, but basically kisei kavua. He was matter basically kisei kavua. This was matter basically kisei kavua. I asked it over here, namely by arai. Now, logically, makes no sense. Why would something be aser by arai and mutter by kavua? So the Gemara later on will explain what the logic of this may be, but the wording could only fit like Beis Hillel. Says the Gemara, "Tverem shetad lakan asat lakan." This was matter for you over here. I'm asering over here, over there. My love tefillin. Aren't we talking about tefillin that baisa? And here, bishlam bishil. If it's bishil, hitarik lach kan kavua. As we said a moment ago, bishil says mutter by kavua. And you want to say kosh games by arai? We'll have to say no. It was mutter by kavua. Asat lacham by skis arai. He asked it by skis arai. What's the logic? Sit tight. We'll get to it soon. But at least the words can read. Eliyam bishamai. According to bishamai, holy shor of lamidi. He was never mutter in any place. So the baisa doesn't make sense. So it must be. It's going like bishil. Says Amar no. Kitanyahi, that discussion over there is le'in tefach tefchayim. Le'in how much a person's allowed to reveal himself when he uses the washroom. The Tani Chad, one verse says, Kishu Nifna, when he relieves himself, Megala Achav Tefach, he can expose in the back one tefach, Ulefanim in the front, tefachayim, he can expose two tefachim. The Tani Idach, and another verse says, Lachav Tefach, in front, and behind him, one tefach, Ulefanim Le Klum, and in front of him, he can't expose at all. A Mailav Idavidvish aren't both talking about a man. Fleikasha, Kan Legadalim, Kan Lektanim. One tefach for Gedalim, he can only expose the back, nothing in the front, and the Ketanim, he can expose a little in the front. The Tisbra says, Mara, one second. But if you're talking about Ketanim, he can expose in the front. Why is he able to expose anything in the back? The Tisbra, if you're talking about Ketanim, the case we expose in the front, you're saying expose. The reason, by the way, why it would be Tefach in the back and Tefachayim in the front is because urine, as the nature is to, it's to scatter more all over. And therefore, you can reveal more in the front. But the question is, if you're talking about a case of Ketanim, so why is he being Megal in the back at Tefach at all? Ela Aydi Vaidu Gedalim. We're talking about a person who's relieving himself Gedalim, Vilaikasha, Habi Ish. Habisha, it depends if it's an ish or an isha, because a man, when he relieves himself from the back, it often causes that he ends up relieving himself from the front as well. So therefore, he has exposed himself not just from the back, from the front as well. An isha, in general, her exposing is from the back, and she never needs to expose herself from the front. It's all the same, and therefore, the back alone is sufficient. Okay. So Mara says, "Ihachi hadu tani Allah zel kavacham she love tshuva." We said that kavacham she love tshuva. Ma'ain love tshuva. What does it mean that kavacham doesn't have tshuva? Darker the milsa achisa. We're saying that this kavacham doesn't have tshuva. What we're describing is the. It makes perfect sense. This is the matter of the normal way of one relieving himself. El alav. The Mara says, the tight she just tried to give me is no good. It must be talking about tefillin. And we're back to our question. We're talking about tefillin, and we're saying that by tefillin, there's a mandamru hold that this that I was matter by a basic kisei kavua is mutter by is aser by basic kisei arai. So, namely, it must be going by Silel. He's matter basic kisei kavua tefillin, and he's asking by arai, and it's tiyufta derava. V'tiyufta derava amrsheches. Gemara says tiyufta. You're right. It's a good tiyufta. We still haven't explained what does this mean that according to Beis Hillel, by basic kisei kavua it's mutter, and by arai it's aser. It doesn't make sense. B'kama kam kasha says Gemara hashta basic kisei kavua shari basic kisei arai loy kol shkein. A basic kisei kavua it's mutter to hold the tefillin while defecating. A basic kisei arai while urinating it's going to be aser. Hachikamar, basic kisei kavua lack of nitzaitis. A basic kisei kavua where there's not going to be nitzaitis. The idea is why, when a person sits, when he relieves himself, so when he's sitting, even if he urinates, he's not going to have splatter, as much splatter coming up because he's in close proximity to wherever this stuff is going. Whereas when he stands and urinates, you could have the urine splattering back. So that's simple chilek. Basic kisei kavod lekin etzaitis, shari it's mutta told it's villain. Basic kisei arai, tikin etzaitis, asri, basil, asard, the holding of tefillin. Iachi, so now the Mara said, still, we said on this memory, we said, this is a kavachorim, it doesn't have a tshuva. Am I in love tshuva? Why is there a tshuva? Tshuva ayasi. L'chari, the explanation you gave is a very good explanation. Hakamar, hamilsa tesla b'teres taima, the loy tesla b'kavachorimer. What we meant to say is, the logic for this makes sense, like we just explained. But from kavachorimer perspective, if you tell me that a guy can take his tefillin into a basic kisei kavua and can't take it to a basic kisei arai, kavachorimer doesn't work. It would seem to be opposite. Yes, kavachorimer is kavachorimer. It's like kavachorimer shal tshuva. It's a kavachorimer, it doesn't make sense. If you're talking about from a point of perspective of tam makes sense. Reasoning makes sense. But for kav of a chaymer, if anything, it would seem to be opposite. So now the whole memra makes sense. Talking about besikise, whereas when we're talking about a man and a woman, a tefach front, a tefach back, that whole lashon of it, kavach chaymer, doesn't make sense. Why not? It's a regular, normal statement. Why wouldn't it make any sense? Tarabon. Haritza likanis lesudas keva. A person wants to go into a proper meal, and he's wearing tefillin. So, sorry, before tefillin. He stops and wants to eat a proper meal, and he doesn't want to have to go to the washroom. The meal is considered, it was considered back in the day, a busha to have to go to the washroom of the meal. So what should he do? No, I skipped. Basically exercise. He walks 10 times 4 amas, or 4 times 10 amas. Basically he walks 40 amas, back and forth. He gets his body moving, and he should be able to relieve his body fully, and then he goes eats. He goes and eats, and then he won't have to be worried about getting up to relieve himself from the meal. Again, apparently back in the day, it was considered, I mean, I guess day 2 is not so nice to have to get up to the meal to relieve himself. It was considered more of a busha, and therefore there's a good eitzah to yifne, he'll clean his body, and then go into eat. Amar Bitzak, here's the name of tefillin. A person goes into eat a meal, take off his tefillin, and then first take off his tefillin, and then go eat the meal. He's saying take it off a couple before he goes into the meal, and then go eat. And Rabbi Chiya is saying no, take it off at the table in order to have it for when v'chein adalai. It's better for him because he has it when it's time to put it on again. He has it right next to him. Amos, when is he keeping it off? Till when is he keeping it off? When is he going to put it back on? He's keeping it on. He puts it back on right when it's time to bench. Why is he taking off b'chal, by the way? Remember, today, of course, we don't eat with tefillin. We daven, that's it. We take it off. Back in the day, we were tefillin all day. You could eat with tefillin. Why take off eating? So the reason they didn't keep on tefillin for a meal is because there's a chash, they may become shikr. Back in the meal, there's always a chash. Whenever you eat, you may drink wine, you may become shikr. So you take it off for meals, but once he's finished eating, he's not shikr, he puts it back on right away for benching. That's the idea. Says the Gemara Tani Chada, Tseradim tefillin ma'isa ba'af. A person could wrap his tefillin together with his money in his handkerchief. Another person says one cannot wrap it his tefillin with the money in the same handkerchief. Rashi actually explains even when you're putting it together, it doesn't mean mamash together. There's like almost, you have to talk about a case where there's some sort of separation between them. There's a compartment or some separation between them. But the point is, could use the same sack for same bag for his tefillin and for his money. We seem to have two opposite prices. Like kasha hadasme hadlasme. The Rashi says it depends if he's set aside. He designated this wrapping this kerchief for tefillin, he can't use it for money. Hadazman, if he didn't designate it for tefillin yet, then he can still use it for money. This tefillin wrap that was designated for wrapping tefillin, notice like two lashanas there. Tsar but tefillin, if he's ready to wrap his tefillin in it, aslo meitzah b'pshita, he can't use it for coins at all. Asmanev leitzar, if he designated for tefillin, but he hasn't used it yet for tefillin, or tsar be, he's used it for tefillin, but asmanev, but it wasn't designated. He punked used this cloth, this wrapping once for tefillin, but it wasn't designated for that purpose, exclusively for that purpose. Shartle meitzah b'pshita. So essentially, Rav Chizkiya is saying you need both. You need to have designated it for tefillin, and you need to have used it, exactly. You need to have designated and used it. If you designated it but didn't use it yet, or you used it but didn't designate it for that, either way, you can still use it for money as well. Sorry? Well, that bag is a talus bag. That's not a tefillin bag. But you're in a tefillin bag, yes. Yes, as a matter of fact, I'm trying to remember, I think it was the vouchers, the stucco vouchers. At a certain point, I used to stick it in my, it just fit very well in my tefillin bag had space. And there was a Rav next to me, saw me doing it. He didn't tell me for sure it's Zasser, but he said, I don't think you should be doing that. And I stopped them. I don't think you should be doing that because this bag is designated for tefillin. It's not money. That was actually stuck about yours, but still, same idea. So using it for something else that's designated for tefillin, that's it. You shouldn't put anything in. Exactly. Ulabaye damra asmana milsa. Now, according to Abaye, he says, asmana milsa, asmane, once he designated for that purpose, Abaye holds in Sanhedrin, Dafim Zayin, if someone makes tachrich for a mace, he can't use it for any other purpose than the mace, Rashi says. So once he holds asmana, once it's designated, even though it wasn't used yet, obviously, if it's used for the mace, it's on the ground. But even though it was just designated, he can't use it for something else. So here too, once asmane, afagavle, tsarame, even if he didn't actually wrap the fill in it, it's ready enough to say you can't use it for money anymore. However, the flip side, tsarbe, yasme asri le asme asr. Abaye just said, asmana is milsa, that's enough to make it that you can't use it for money. But using it, he's masking him, using it alone is not enough. So if you use it, still be able to use it. If you use it for tefillin, you can still use it for money until you actually use it for tefillin as well. It's two more lines. We'll stop next tomorrow. Is a person not put tefillin under his bed when he goes to sleep? Like a mile under his feet is pashit. You can't do that. That's bezayin. To put it by his feet is bezayin. To put it by his head, can you do it? He's not using it. The lashon is actually under in the way they touch it. Marshayisav is like a headrest. He's not using chalil as a pillow. The point is, he's putting it in his head. Why? Exactly. Very good. For protection. That's the whole purpose. He's doing it for protection. He wants to keep an ear and wants to keep an ear by. Is it okay? Or is it a bezayin? Amar lei hachem Shmuel mutter afilu ishti. Shmuel says mutter even with his wife with him in the bed. Meisvei leinich adam tefillin tachash margolisav. Meish negim kedach bezayin. A person who put tefillin by his feet because he's being negim kedach bezayin. Avnich tachash margolisav by his head. V'maisish to aser. However, if his wife's with him, it's aser, the Bryce says. So, opposite with the psak we just have from Shmuel, the wife was with his mutter, here was saying it's aser. There was an area coming out of the bed that protruded from the bed that was at least 3 tvachim high. So, or less than three tvachim, either 3 tvachim higher than the bed, or 3 tvachim lower than the bed, so it's not considered part of the bed. Mutter, you can put it on this protrusion from the bed, it's considered separate, then it's okay. So, it's a stira to Shmuel. We should go to Shmuel from Bryce, so we're saying that to put it on the bed itself, or even on some part of the bed that's within 3 tvachim, that's really basically the same thing as the bed, that one cannot do. He has to put it above or below, but not on the bed itself. When it's, by the way, when it's ishta imay, we're saying can't do it. But not ishta imay, that's okay. When it's ishta imay, then he can. We'll pick it for tomorrow. Yes. Is there a